Well, this weekend, the folks in Griswold are celebrating the 133rd annual Old Soldiers Reunion, and we're going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Griswold City Manager Nick McGregor with us on the phone this morning. How are you, Nick?
Oh, not too bad.
Well, good. Thanks for being a part of this morning and taking a little time to help share about the Old Soldiers Reunion activities and things. Have you been really involved in the planning?
Yeah, city side, we try and get a lot of things ready for the park and down Main Street and just getting things spiffied up a little bit.
The Old Soldiers Reunion is really a source of pride for Griswold.
It is. It's been going on for quite some time.
Long time. 133rd year for this now, and something that kind of started so innocently all those years ago continues to this day, and it's just gotten bigger and bigger. There are so many activities going on, and it looks like a lot of this starts now tonight here on Friday. You've got today here on Friday. You've got lots of things going on starting here early this morning.
Yeah, they start out with the tractor ride early on in the morning, and then it goes all the way till later in the evening.
And they usually get a pretty good crowd for that?
I'm not for sure on Friday. A lot of people come in, and Saturday's kind of the big day, but quite a few people show up for the Friday activities.
Yeah, but there are plenty of Friday activities, too. I see the Traveling War Memorial Wall is something that folks will be able to visit during the course of the weekend at the library. What will they find there?
It's actually a pretty cool memorial for some of the fallen soldiers that have happened in the last 10 years with Iraq and Afghanistan. I think he's out down by Red Oak. He come up and he set up a memorial wall in the library. It's very neat. I would suggest stopping by. I went and took a look at it earlier this week.
Definitely something the folks want to stop by and take a look at. That'll be available actually both days during the course of all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday for the reunion.
Actually, it's set up right now if they would be interested to go look at it. The library is open until 6 o'clock tonight.
Excellent. Well, a lot of opportunity for folks to enjoy that exhibit. Now, lots of things are going to be open during the course of. I see the museum's going to be opened. The tractor museums look like they're all participating.
It's kind of a big time for them. The museums will all be open for the most of the weekend.
You bet. Well, let's talk about things going on Friday night now, because the park's going to start to heat up a little bit.
Yeah, get our vendors in there. The Legion will have bingo going on. Then we'll have the parade at around 6 o'clock, and that usually goes by the park and gets everybody head towards that direction.
You bet. And then I see they've got a 1965 Griswold class reunion that'll be going on at the Creighton Retreat Center. The American Legion's got some activities going on in the evening. So lots of stuff, lots of family-type stuff that'll be happening throughout the weekend here, especially on Friday. Now, Saturday's a really, really big day, and I see it looks like it starts with a pancake feed.
Yeah, that starts early in the morning here at the community building. They bring in the Pancake Man, and everybody comes in for breakfast. It's a pretty neat little community event.
Now that's Griswold Rescue sponsoring that. Is that a fundraiser for them?
Yes, it's one of their fundraisers for the year.
Very good. Well, and you well know the Griswold Rescue, the fire department, of course, they do get the tax dollars there locally in Griswold, but as we all know, that's not near enough to support all of the things that they do.
No. Yep, they rely heavily on their fundraising dollars to do some of the extra stuff that tax dollars can't take care of.
Yeah, whether it be equipment or training, all kinds of different things. And boy, we're so glad that those folks put forth so much effort into the local fire and rescue departments that that they need all that extra. So hope you can get out and support those folks at the Pancake Feed. That's from 7 to 10:30 on Saturday morning. Now after that, it's just a nonstop list of events going on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a pretty busy day. It's definitely the main part of the weekend with all the activities we got going on.
You participate in the fun run?
I don't, no.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, I don't either. I wouldn't get very far. It'd be more like a fun dragging me down the street type of a thing, but that's something that'll be going on in the morning, too, and they always get a nice crowd for that. It's the 10th annual fun run. The Pieces and Dreams Car and Antique Tractor Show, that's a pretty good show?
I guess I don't know. I think they do it every year. They do it off Cass Street. And I think they usually get quite a few pieces to come in.
Well, those things usually do get a pretty good turnout for those types of things. What else is going on throughout the day Saturday?
There's games up at the park, water fights for the kids. There's, you know, there'll be fire truck rides, and then the parade starts at 6 o'clock again, and that goes down Main Street this time, and it just brings a pretty good crowd.
So the path will be just slightly different from Friday night to Saturday night with the two parades?
Friday night's parade is down Whitney Street and ends up at the park, whereas Saturday's parade goes down by the retirement center, and then they come down Main Street. And so a lot of people are down Main Street that day.
Very good. Still the unique two parades for the festival.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot of fun with that. Now, of course, the parade leads into the city park where so many things are going to be happening again. It leads everybody to kind of the center of all the action and stuff, and there'll be a lot of things going on Saturday night in the park.
Yep, there's quite a bit going on. They have the Queen Contest. All the vendors will be up and going that night, and I know they do bingo again Saturday night, and they have snow cones and quite a bit going on.
Something I saw Saturday afternoon that was a little bit intriguing to me. It says there's an all-veterans four-mile road march that starts at the high school. What's that about?
We have quite a few veterans in town that will be starting to march about 4 miles out, and they go with the color guard, and they bring it into town. I guess I don't know where they start. They start at the high school?
Yep. Very good. Well, it's just something a little bit different than what you see at a lot of festivals.
Yeah, it is.
Excellent. Well, food's always a big part of this, and there's lots of variety, right?
There is. What always gets me is the pies. pies and ice cream. You can't go wrong with that.
No, it gets a lot of people, actually. But whether you're young or you're a little bit older, experienced, you'll find lots of things that you'll enjoy during the course of. Now, Saturday night, there's a dance then.
Yep, there is a street dance out on Cass Street. I don't know the band that's playing, but I think it's a cover band. Last year was pretty good turnout. Hopefully have the same this year.
Yeah, if the weather's nice, usually folks will turn out for those types of things very well. I notice here, too, on the schedule, it says that the Griswold Fire Station will have an open house and a fundraising kickoff. What is that for?
The fire department has started off the idea to build a new fire station to add on for their needs. So they're going to do a kickoff for their fundraising.
Okay, so folks can stop by and take a look around and maybe get them started in the right way financially there too.
Yep.
Of course, they can help out with the pancake breakfast that morning too to help out a little bit on that side. But and then Sunday, we're going to carry over into Sunday just a little bit. You have a few activities going on Sunday.
Yeah, it kind of winds down Sunday. I know that there's a couple of the churches have a service and then some brunch, but Sunday's kind of the end of the weekend. There's not a whole lot going on, but
just kind of cap things off on Sunday that way.
Yep.
You've got the 4th of July a few days ago. County Fair coming up here not too far. The Griswold Soldiers Reunion is kind of wedged right in the middle. Why is this important for the community of Griswold?
Oh, I think it brings a lot of people into town that maybe wouldn't normally be around. It brings a lot of people that, have moved away and come back, and, a lot of the class reunions are happening. It brings quite a bit of money into town that weekend compared to, the rest of the summer. But I think it's a plus. It helps people, see Griswold and see the best side of it, I think.
Well, and I know through the Betterment Committee, too, that it seems like a lot of the businesses, a lot of the organizations in the community really do get behind this.
Yeah, a lot of the businesses are participants, whether they, they sponsor events or parade part or, they're involved in the community, and that's good to see.
You bet. Well, and it's good to see that the local Legion group, too, is opening up, and they're taking help from so many folks to help get all this organized, too. It would be overwhelming to have a few of those guys working on all this. It's nice to see that they have a lot of assistance.
Yeah, there's too much going on for just one group of people to handle it, so it's nice that everybody kind of works together and gets things done.
Absolutely. 133rd Annual Griswold Old Soldiers Reunion this weekend, Friday, Saturday. A few events going on Sunday. The doors are always open in Griswold, so they hope to see a lot of folks come down just to have a good old-fashioned time and find something that you like. And, as Nick said, enjoy the pie and ice cream.
Yeah, definitely.
Definitely. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
No problem.